الحمد لله الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم محمد محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك صدق الله العلي العظيم. All thanks and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer, most loving, most forgiving, most gracious and most merciful. Salatu salam be on his beloved Habib, Allah's final Nabi and Messenger, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on his illustrious Sahaba and companions and on all those that follow in their footsteps till the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, my brothers and elders of the land of the guinea fowl, Impangini, gives me a great pleasure to be here after a lapse of a period of time. But Alhamdulillah, whenever I've come here and whatever I've seen in the past, and each time I come here, sometimes the lapse is a blessing to see how a little community like Impangini, the Ummah here in this part of the far-flung part of the country, has progressed in various ways. It strengthens our iman, it restores the confidence in the Ummah, especially in a time when we are living, when there is so much negativity out there, and what the Ummah is going through, attacks from the outsiders, fighting from internally, you know, the Ummah is just in disarray at the hands of the outsiders, and within the Ummah, the house of the Ummah is on fire. And you sometimes wonder that, will this Ummah come up, and what will, you know, is there chances and hope for the Ummah to progress? But when you come into a community, small little community like Impangini, and travel around in the world in various places, and in a quiet way, the kind of work that is carrying on in the form of the khidmat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in the form of a small little madrasa maktab, whether in the form of an Islamic school, whether in the form of Darul Ulooms, whether in the form of the establishing of masajid, welfare work, it restores your confidence that everything is not lost. Alhamdulillah, there is a great potential in the Ummah, and Alhamdulillah, there is still great hope for the Ummah to inshallah once more rise up, and everything is not lost. So Alhamdulillah, that is the glad tidings that I came here after a lapse of a few years, maybe I can't even recall how many years, to see Alhamdulillah in the short while, sat with our brothers locally and saw and asked them with regard to the numbers in the Makatib Madaris, in the school, Alhamdulillah, and the various activities, Subhanallah, it gives us great happiness. Shukr Alhamdulillah. My brothers, I'm not going to keep you up. MashaAllah, the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is coming down on Impangini. Tonight we can see. And we want you to make dua to Allah that Allah send some of this up to the Gauteng sinners there on top. You know, we are still crying for rains there. People, we made a lot of dua for Cape Town, Alhamdulillah. The dams are nearly on a good level there. But at the moment, we need your duas up. When I left Johannesburg this morning, the skies were clear, blue skies. And mashallah, when I landed here, I could see that, Alhamdulillah, the sky was overcast and the rahmat of Allah is now started to come down. My respected elders, friends and brothers in Islam, sometimes you wonder, Hazrat Maulana Pandor Sahib, recited ayat of Qur'an al-Kareem, warmed our hearts with this Naat Sharif and with Hamd, the Bari Ta'ala. Why is this done? This is part of our culture, that we do this before a lecture. Sometimes we think it's just maybe a little entertainment. No. This good practices, as we call, which our Akabir's time and our elders have introduced, there's benefits, there's some wisdom and hikmat behind it. That before you listen to the actual lecture, the spirit is built up through tilawat of Qur'an al-Kareem. And Hamdi Bari Ta'ala, the praises of Allah, through La ilaha illallah, and through the praises of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we call Naat Sharif. Then now the mind and heart is ready to receive. You know, and then the rains come, ground is plowed, and then you wait for the farmer waits for the rain, and after that, or he puts the seeds, and after he waits for the rain, and alhamdulillah. So that's how we see. A few extra minutes are taken at the beginning for this. So alhamdulillah, I'm not going to, we have had a long day today to text you and to take more of your time. I was thinking, you know, people like us who are all the time on the move, talking. So many topics come in the mind. And I always make dua that Allah, the Qari Sahab who recites, let him give me the mazmoon. And mashallah, Maulana Pandor Sahab, damat barakatuhum, gave me the mazmoon. And I've learned this from our Akabir. From a qira'at that is read, you get your little theme or subject to talk about. Maulana read the whole surah in Fitar. In the beginning verses, Allah talks, gives a vivid description of the day of Qiyamah. And most of the surahs before that, either Shamsu Kuwirat, either Samaun Fatarat, all of these talk about the aspect of the end times. When this entire system which Allah Ta'ala has created on this earth and the skies, which is traveling, which is operating, and which is moving with such precision, the sun is never late any morning. It rises on time, it sets on time. Everything, according to precision, is carrying on. Seasons come, spring comes, followed by summer, thereafter autumn comes, thereafter winter sets in. We see all the natural phenomena, the trees that are so beautiful, lush, green, flowery in different seasons, bearing fruit. Comes autumn and everything starts turning brown. A beauty on its own, autumn. And then comes winter and everything, the trees are standing there like skeletons. Allah is telling us, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. In every situation that we see on this earth, Allah Ta'ala manifests Himself in different forms. His Jalal and His Jamal. When you see situations coming of disasters, natural disasters, catastrophes, tsunamis, earthquakes, tremors, there is a manifestation of the Jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see the Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifesting Himself in so many ways in our own individual lives and in humanity in various forms. So we need to look at all of these things objectively. Objectively. Not just say, well, this happened, this happened. It must be something to do with some scientific, you know, reasons we give to it, or natural reasons this happens and so that happened. No, we need to see behind all of these conditions, we need to see the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the lesson that we learn from these different conditions that come on this earth outwardly, externally. And then we have our own individual conditions internally. Sometimes we are happy. Sometimes there is good. We are passing through a good phase of progress, a good phase of prosperity. Alhamdulillah, everything is going well. Then we may sometime pass through a stage, a down stage, as we call it, of adversity, hardship, some losses in health, in wealth, in near and dear ones. In all of these things, we must see the wisdom and the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And take a lesson from there and understand why Allah has put us on this earth and through these conditions, what lessons we are supposed to take. Surely, we are not created without any purpose. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah has speaking to us in the Quran. What do you think? That you have just been created in vain, for tomfoolery as we say, without any purpose, and you have not been put here on this earth with a maqsad and with a purpose behind? There is something behind. Allah has put us here to, for this short period of time, whether it goes up to 70 or 80, that use this conditions and the situations, inward, outward, external, internal, and recognize Him, gain the marifat ilahiyya, the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition and the realization of Allah's qudrat, Allah's existence, Allah's rahmat, Allah's jalal, Allah's jamal. All that is the purpose. And let all of these conditions bring us closer and closer to Allah ta'ala. That is the thing. Now, coming to the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah is talking to insan. In the Quran, there are a few how Allah addresses His creation. There, this is the common one is Ya Ayyuhan Nas, and then Ya Ayyuhal Insan. Ya Ayyuhan Nas, that all people, in that all people are coming, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, agnostic, mushrik, kafir, all in Ya Ayyuhan Nas. And Ya Ayyuhal Insan is a more very direct address to individuals. The one is collector, O people. Ya Ayyuhal Insan, O human being, O insan. Now imagine, the boss is talking to us. When he talks to the staff, or generally, this you have to do, this you don't have to do. Okay, we listen, it's good. Or the teacher is talking to his students generally in a class. And one is the teacher calls up and speaks to the person. Oh, so and so. Oh, person. Or the boss calls up an individual and he addresses him directly. Very special message. Ya ayyuhal insan. And what is Allah Ta'ala addressing us and telling us as for every single individual talking to Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala is talking to him. Male, female, rich, poor. You understand? Whatever his background may be. That, O human being, O insan, ma gharraka birabbikal kareem. You see all these conditions, all that is happening internally, externally. You see the manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's various qudrat and powers on this earth, manifesting and appearing in various forms, good or bad. What's happened to you? That you still live in a state of ghaflat, forgetfulness. Another word in the Quran besides ghaflat is nisyan. Forgetfulness of Allah. You refuse to acknowledge Allah Ta'ala, His qudrat, His power, the purpose why He has created you. And you fall in a state of forgetfulness of Allah Ta'ala. You enjoy the oxygen from Allah, the sunshine. You enjoy all of these ni'mats of Allah on the outside that Allah has created and put them at your disposal. And inside you are enjoying the ni'mats of Allah within yourself. This eyes, this vision, this hearing power, this talking power, this aspect of expressing ourselves. All of these aspects. Yet when you came in the world, you had nothing with you. What does Allah say? That when Allah Ta'ala created you, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيَّا. When you emerged from the wombs of your mothers, from the stomachs of your mothers, you knew nothing. Nothing. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيَّا. Shay is referred to the minutest thing that we can think of. And then, as you develop, Allah gave you faculties. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah gave you the faculties and these organs in the form of ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart and mind to reflect and to think. That's why human being is a superior creation, not superior only, masterpiece creation of Allah as compared to all other creation. أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. They are creation that are much bigger built. Elephants, giraffes, hippos, rhinos, massive, big, big animals who can crush us. But yet human being can subjugate them to his benefit. See a small child when there's where with pulling an elephant, small boy, is controlling the elephant. Yes, Allah has given these creation in your power. Forget the animals. Look at the mountains. Allah says in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ. Don't you see, don't you use these eyes, and you are looking, but are you looking with the spiritual eyes? إِلَى الْإِبِيلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Allah has created this camel with its hump. the ship of the desert, as it is referred to, which can survive without water for 33 months. And people living in deserts survive on this. They use it as their vehicles, conveyances, and various benefits they get out of it. Wailal jibal, kaifa nusibat. Look at these massive mountains, awesome mountains, Table Mountain, Drakensberg, and all of these, Mount Everest and Kilimanjaros. What do you think, they have just been created for nothing? Wailal jibal, kaifa nusibat. They have been created on this earth to give stability to the earth, which is making a double movement. It is like a top. A top moves this way also, and a top spins also. The earth is in a double movement. But Allah Ta'ala has put this mountain, the range mountains, from one end of one continent to the other, to give stability. What does Quran say? All this is in the mention of Quran. Scientists discovered all this later. The Quran says, "Wal jibala autada." Autada means like weight, like pegs. So the earth with its movement. Only if we could have been flung off this earth, we couldn't build houses, we couldn't do nothing. The earth is in double movement, and yet we are moving around doing whatever we have to do. Wailal jibalik, wailal ardi, kaifa sutihat. Reflect, if you can't do anything, reflect on this earth, which Allah has spread out for you. Wal arda ba'da dhalika dahaha, akhraja minha ma'aha, wa mar'aha. And from there Allah Ta'ala has created for you so many things. Your food grows from there, vegetations grow there, plants grow from there. Allah has created down the earth minerals for you, various things you take benefit out from there. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Wa ila al-ardi kayfa sutihat. Fadhakkir. Fadhakkir. Reflect, think, ponder. Innama anta mudhakkir. So you got to think and reflect on this. Don't be seeing blind, and don't be hearing deaf. You see but you don't see. You hear but you don't hear. Don't be like this. As the Quran says about people of kufr and nifaq, that yasma'una wa hum la yasma'un. They used to sit in a gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were sitting there, but they were not, and they were listening outwardly, it seemed, but they were not listening to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their hearts had become, they had switched off and closed their hearts to the message of the Quran and of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to look at all of these things objectively, and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the best reminders to connect us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we didn't learn too much science and too much biology, and we didn't learn all of these other sciences that, you know, see the, subhanAllah, the marvels of nature. In, we say nature here, the, how Allah Ta'ala created everything. If you don't have that, just look at the creation. And look how everything is working. How the cow is eating green grass. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنَامِ لَعِبْرَةٍ. In the cattle, in the, you have a lesson. نُسْخِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْدِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمْ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا. It takes in grass, green grass, it eats that. Within the physiology or the stomach of this cow, Allah has created. If you cut open, you don't see anything there. How it separates the manure which comes out in the form of excreta, and the blood that gets cleared from there. Between the two, beautiful, mashallah, milk coming out. Lebanon, pure milk. How nice tasting. There's no mixture of blood in there. There's no grass coming out from there. Is there qudr? Sa'igal li sharibin, person who drinks it gets so satisfied. So look at the cow and think the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the bee. وَوْحَا رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَارِشُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah inspires the bee, that it knows how to make a beehive. The brothers, when we have to build a house, we know, you get an architect, all the minute details of the every corner, everything has to work. How many plans have to be changed before the engineer, whoever is going to pass that? And the bee builds so accurate a hive with hexagonal, you know, this, and in there, the whole, if you look at that, there is a whole, you know, family of bees in there with a queen ruling upon them. The drones are working, and they're producing what? They're flying around, collecting nectar from the various flowers, etc. Collecting nectar and this pollen or whatever it is from there, and then coming back and making honey. How do you relate that to the qudrat of Allah? Subhanallah. How they go far away, pick it up from there and come back. They don't have, you know, what you heard. Today we got our garments and all that kind of things to guide us. They go far away and they're able to find their way back. They have specific ways, or the bee dancers as they are called, how it communicates with those that are gone. This is the way how you come back. First look is subul ar. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ. From the stomach of the bee, collecting of that nectar. If it's eating orange blossom, from there the nectar is collected, or the pollen is collected from there. What a taste of orange. Eating at a certain place, something else grows, different kind of taste of honey. مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ. Various different colors, various different tastes. We can go on this topic of the Qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala. But idea is that, are we looking at these things objectively? When we say objectively means, are we looking at it with spiritual eyes and listening to these things with spiritual ears? Or we are just looking at it physically? Even a non-Muslim looks at these things. Oh, he can write a whole book on these things. An atheist also looks at it. All he says, look at the marvels of nature. But he doesn't believe that what nature is a creation of a creator behind it. So Muslim doesn't just look at it and say, wow. He says, Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created something. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. Allah who is the best of creation. So that looking. So if you're not a literal person, you don't know how to read, you can't get access to books to study these sciences. But Allah has given you eyes and ears to look at these things. And these things can also connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika, that kareem, that merciful, gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is doing, has created this whole system for you, and you forget Him, and you are deceived by all the things that you see with your eyes, and you just forget that Allah, and get busy with amassing, accumulating, gathering material things. No time now for salah, no time for dhikrullah, no time for tilawat of Quran e Kareem. Because you are just too busy. That Allah who is ar-razaqu huwa Allah, ar-raziqu huwa Allah, who is giving you these things, you are benefiting from His ni'mats, and you are forgetting Him. You are being deceived by the material things. You are looking at the makhluk, and you are forgetting the Khaliq tabarak wa ta'ala. Ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Don't forget how He created you. Alladhi, three things are khalaqak, He created you. Allah khalaq, all these are direct words that are speaking to the angel. Khalaqaka, not khalaqakum, not. So Allah is talking to every individual to reflect on himself. Khalaqaka, He created you. Fasawwaka, He didn't just create you haphazardly. One ear here and one ear here. I say one eye here and one eye at the back. No. Proportion. Khalaqaka, fasawwaka, fa'adalak. Proper profession Allah Ta'ala, and not only but it's done in a beautiful way that a human being can present himself. So he's a human being is the best creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Fi ayya suratin ma sha rakkaba. And everyone is different. Everyone's thumbprint is different. And everyone Allah has created him with a different mindset. And the minds work in different ways. So the system of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on this carries on. Everybody doesn't say, I'm become a businessman. Then who's going to do the other things? Everybody can't become a farmer. A person can't become a medical doctor. Allah has given different people different distinct skills that their minds work in that. So they put all together inside. Allah has made everyone interdependent one with the other. So the whole system of the earth carries on in harmony, one supporting the other. Alhamdulillah. Fi ayya suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. Oh insan, what has deceived you from that Allah? And do you forget? Kalla bal tukadhibuna bid-deen. And you have turned away. You have denied the existence. Deen here means Malik Yawmiddin, the day of Qiyamah. That one day I will die. One day I will be resurrected. And I will be made to stand in front of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's the actual meaning of deen. But deen can be instead deen. That if you look at it, that you are denying the deen in the sense of the deen that's teaching you to believe in Allah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen, we put it on the side. We take it just with convenience. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. In the world also we are protecting you and looking after you. How many things we go through without realizing that they are malaika? They are scribe malaikas, those Kiram and Katim who are writing. They are those kind of malaika who are our muhafiz. Muhafiz is protecting us from so many, you know, things that we just missed. We could have been there, we could have died immediately. So all of that, Allah has made all that intizam for you. Lahafidina kiram and katibin, who know everything that you are doing, everything that you are thinking about. Ya'lamuna ma tafalu. That's it. You can deceive people in the world, but you cannot deceive Allah. Al-Hafiz huwa Allah. The protector is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The preserver is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to reflect on these ayat of the Quran Kareem and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we encourage our brothers always that connect yourself to the Asma Allah al-Husna. Inshallah, at the end of this majlis, we'll have a quick Asma Allah al-Husna. And normally also get one card with the 99 names of Allah and read the whole thing first, just the reading of that alone, like you make tilawat of Quran first. Then look at one name and with the translation and then reflect. And every one name, brothers, the marifat of Allah that you gain through the Asma'ullah al-Husna with one, but you need to reflect on one name. It will connect you so close to Allah. The marifat of Allah you will get through His Jalal and His Jamal. The sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes are relating, majority of them relate to the rahmat of Allah and the compassion of Allah and the jamal of Allah. There are a few, the minority or the smaller number relate to the jalal of Allah. They are various. Allah introduces Himself in the Quran more through His beauty, His compassion, His kindness to give us hope. We are human. We slip up, we make mistakes. If Allah would have introduced Himself in the Quran with His Jalal all the time, my punish, Al-Aziz huwa Allah, Al-Muntaqim huwa Allah, Al-Jabbar huwa Allah, Al-Qahhar huwa Allah. Allah, that, like the Jews believe in a God, they also believe in a creator, but they believe in a creator who is a jealous God. That's found in their scriptures. A very jealous God who's talking, you dare worship somebody else, I'm very jealous about that. A God that comes out with great fire. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, if you don't behave yourself, you don't listen, Allah can manifest Himself through His Jalal, His majesty, His glory. And if you obey Allah, Allah can telling you. How does the Quran start? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabb Al-Alamin. Rabb, Sifati Jamali. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Sifati Jamali. Malik Yawmiddin, Sifati Jalali. Right, you're not listening to the mercy of Allah and the Rahmat and saying, let me obey this merciful Allah, Kareem Allah, Rahman and Rahim Allah. Then remember that Allah is an authority. On a day of Qiyamah, He will call you to task. So worship Him only. So Surah Fatiha teaches us. So Alhamdulillah, brothers, looking at these sifat of Allah, please add this to your wazifas. Many times if our sheikh gives us a wazifa, we hold it very good. My sheikh gave me a wazifa. But I tell you, brothers, when the wazifas and the zikr that Allah is telling us in the Quran, why don't we do that? 99 names of Allah, Allah is commanding us in how many places the Quran? وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs His beautiful names, calling by those names. So take that seriously. That same Allah is telling us, فَسَبَّ, make tasbih, بِحَمْدِ رَبِّك, make tahmeed, alhamdulillah. And وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, make takbir of Allah, glorify Him. And express the oneness of Allah. These are azkar and masnuna, ordered by Allah, and the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the fazail of that. So my message to our brothers is a simple, basic message that connect with your Allah through reflection, through reflecting on the creation of Allah. Number one, iman we have, it will strengthen our iman. Number two, connect yourself to the zikr of Allah through tilawat of salah, number one, of course. وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Remember Allah Ta'ala, remember Him through salah. Best form of dhikrullah, standing, sitting, tasbih, tahleel, all that, salah. No compromise on that. Then tilawat of Quran comes in after that. Little bit with a regularity. Then comes tasbihat. Start with 10, 20 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, and Allah, Allah. That's it. Through that, build a habit first. Through small amount, build a habit. Later on, start increasing it. You don't need any permission from any sheikh for that. The ummah has been given permission, ordered by Allah, and given permission to us by our beloved Nabi, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is called azkar-i-masnuna, sunnah zikrs. Then comes azkar-i-makhsusa. This is a stepping stone to those, if we connect up with some sheikh, some Allah wala, some wali of Allah, he'll give us some specific zikrs. But if you haven't connected yourself through askar masnuna and dua-e masnuna, the sunnah duas and the sunnah zikrs, you won't get that benefit through the special zikr. Makhsusa means special zikrs prescribed by a sheikh, because you haven't yet done your field work. So to get on that higher level, and what we say, the qabr is the limit. Not the sky, the qabr is the limit. We don't go to the sky, we go down to the qabr. So then as you go, you get closer and closer to Allah. But build a habit, become addicted to it. People get addicted to smoking, addicted to alcoholism, addicted to drugs, addicted to bad habits. Why don't we get addicted to the zikr of Allah? If I didn't have my zikr in the morning, Allahu Akbar, I'm starved spiritually. Aaj nashta nahi kiya ruhani, ya Allah, Yasin Sharif nahi padi. Ya Allah, aaj maine namaz meri gayi. You must feel that emptiness in us, because we haven't had our spiritual food. Today, ask ourselves, David, have we become so insensitive? Namazes are must. We don't, Fajr, Salah, Maulana mentioned now, that you know, alhamdulillah, the whole night, about Isha and this. We have to create that with us. And the day we are human, we'll default also, and feel the whole day that today I missed my Salah with Jama'ah, I didn't make the masjid, or it became Qaza. Because it's affecting you spiritually. But if you miss out all the spiritual activities and don't feel anything about it, brothers, that's a state of ghaflat. Very dangerous state. And we ask Allah Ta'ala's panah, Allah's refuge with Allah Ta'ala from that condition of nisyan and ghaflat. So this is my short message to you, that alhamdulillah, let's get connected to Allah on through reflection. Then muraqabah is one thing, that you close your eyes and you think about the greatness of Allah. Sleeping time, make muraqabah. Meditation. People today have big corporate in the corporate world, because special people coming to do meditations for them. We got meditation in our salah. Before sleeping, my shaykh said, make muraqabah of death. I'm going to sleep now. One day, and you're sleeping and you're thinking, one day I'll put in a qabr. Today I'm sleeping with a nice pajama on there. And there I'll have just 3 pieces of cloth on me. You know, unsewn pieces of cloth. Today, I have my husband next to me, my wife next to me, I have a beautiful prosthopedic mattress to a lovely bed. When I die, I'll be there inside. So think about death. It'll slow you down. Slow us down as far as our dunya, in this fast lanes that we are traveling, slow down and come on the slow. And then take time out for reflection, inshallah. But that is a short message. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah, brothers. And you know, mashallah, when I used to come in early stages, there were only our kind of faces here. Now when I come here to Mpangini, I see so many different faces from all different parts of Africa, maybe from other parts of the world. The ummah is getting together. Allah is bringing us, our risk is being put in one place. Learn to work together and benefit, work for the community, irrespective from, and contribute towards it. Not that, alhamdulillah, I'm taking the benefit of the masjid. I'm taking the benefit of, I also must be part of it. Contribute towards it, work together as one ummah, irrespective of from where you come from. We read, oh, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that is very important, to get involved in community activities, madrasa, maktab, school, alhamdulillah, masjid. And if you don't get a place anywhere else, join the cemetery committee, brothers. That's the last. Ask them, you got a place for me? All the others, places are closed. Can I like to join your cemetery? At least give the people a husar. Because my heart goes out most for the cemetery committee. You know why, brothers? And after a janaza, I finish, I go up to them and say, Allah, reward you. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, some accident takes place. Or somewhere someone passes away. They have to pick up those bodies. They have to bring them. They have to give them ghusl. I say, you are going to go to Jannah. Please take me with you, inshallah. Take me with you in Jannah. This service they are doing, such dedication. So alhamdulillah, there's any way. If a person wants to work for the ummah and for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, it's up to him. He has had the initiative where he wants to get involved. And once we have that, I want to work for the deen of Allah and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will open up ways for him, inshallah. Is the message clear, brothers? Jazakallah. I'm looking at the clock also, and now it's going to be closing on to 9 o'clock. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for your attentive listening. Alhamdulillah. And Maulana, mashallah, did one dhikr of La ilaha illallah in Urdu. I'll just do Asma'ullah al-Husna quickly for you, and then with that we'll also do a La ilaha illallah zikr in Allah from the Arabic version of it. Okay, let's do the first zikr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, And tomorrow, remember, after Fajr, we'll have a special zikr majlis. About 15, 20 minutes, right? This is just an extra sense you are here. So that we can also, inshallah, benefit. Jazakallah, right? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah. Hasbi Rabbi jallallah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah. وعلى الهادي صلى الله لا إله إلا الله لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مطلوب إلا الله لا مرغوب إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله على نبينا صلاة الله على حبيبنا سلام الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله وعلى الهادي صلى الله لا إله إلا الله لا رزاق إلا الله لا فتاح إلا الله لا جبار إلا الله لا قهار إلا الله لا وهاب إلا الله لا تواب إلا الله لا غفار إلا الله لا ستار إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد حبيب الله على نبينا سلام الله على حبيبنا صلاة الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله وعلى الهادي صلى الله لا إله إلا الله لا رازق إلا الله لا خالق إلا الله لا مالك إلا الله لا غالب إلا الله لا حاكم إلا الله لا واجد إلا الله لا ماجد إلا الله لا واحد إلا الله لا إله 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 illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, kalimatul haq, alaiha nahya wa alaiha namut, wa insha'allahu ta'ala nab'athu minal qubur. سبحان الواحد الأحد سبحان الفرد الصمد سبحان من رفع السماوات بغير عمد سبحان من بسط الأرض على ماء جمد سبحان من قسم الأرزاق بين عباده ولم ينسى أحد سبحان الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولد سبحان الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله 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 Allah 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 Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu wa amma nawaluhu wa jalla sha'nuhu wa jalla dhikruhu wahdahu la sharika lahu la nadhira lahu wa la wazira lahu la mu'ina lahu wa la mushira lahu la shabiha lahu wa la nadhira lahu la didda lahu la nidda lahu la mithla lahu la mathila lahu wa la mithala lahu la ilaha illahu wa la ilaha ghayruhu. قال الله تبارك وتعالى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها نسألك يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنعم المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام الرب المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المعطي المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. اللهم صل أفضل صلاة على أسعد مخلوقاتك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عدد معلوماتك ومداد كلماتك كلما ذكرك الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكرك الغافلون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا عبيدك بنو إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك اللهم باسمك العظم وبأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم وذكرك الكريم ربيع قلوبنا ونور بصرنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وشفاء صدورنا وأجب أبداننا وزينة أخلاقنا بفضلك وكرمك وجودك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك وازبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين الذاكرين الشاكرين الآمنين بفضلك وكرمك وجودك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم حليم عظيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك تعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا فاقبل معذرتنا وتقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا واجب دعوتنا بفضلك وكرمك وجودك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ستار العيوب ويا غفار الذنوب استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أموات المسلمين الذي شهدوا لك بالوحدانية وبنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأكابرنا ولأسلافنا ولأحبابنا ولأصدقائنا ولأزواجنا وذرياتنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات وقاضي الحاجات. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحابه وأزواج سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. واهدنا ووفقنا وارشدنا إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. برحمة الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.